Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is one of the premier trends forecasters out there, and he's Gerald Celente. He's with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up as well for everybody that are patiently holding. Whatever the issue is, Gerald Celente can comment on it. We'll also be posting his website up on screen. I need to mail him a copy of the DVD because he's a big part of it. Fall of the Republic is now out. It dropped yesterday. If you want your copy, it's available at Infowars.com. Gerald Celente, it is great to have you here. I want to talk about the dollar. I want to get into what's happening with gold. I want to get into what's happening with the police and the government trying, like you said years ago, to raise all these taxes in the middle of the Depression. The media lying, saying we're in a jobless recovery. I remember you a year ago on this show saying they would call it the jobless recovery. And I guess they stole your term because that's what they're saying. We're going to discuss it all today, but what's most important on Gerald Celente's plate? What do you want to talk about out of the gates?
Well, first I'd like to talk about your new DVD and the impact that you're making all over the world as being a leader in this Second American Revolution, because the Second American Revolution has begun. And it began with the Tea Parties and the tax protests on April 15th. It accelerated with the rallies and protests on the 4th of July, with people screaming for taxation without representation, or against it, I should say. And also it hit another new high with all of these town hall meetings when people came out. It was more about, again, big government than the health care program. And then we saw the rally on against big government on September 12th in Washington, when nearly a million people, according to whose reports you believe, and we don't know what to believe, but there were a lot of people. And so, really, the Second American Revolution has begun, and you're a prominent voice in it. And I'm thrilled to also be a part of it, because the direction we're going in now is leading the country down a path, and that people are calling it socialism, and we're making it clear that this isn't socialism. The merger of state and corporate powers is clearly, as Mussolini said, fascism. And fascism has come to America. This whole myth of the too big to fails. Who made this story up? And the banks gaining more and more control, buying out all the weaker financial institutions, bringing their strength together as oligopolies to take over this nation. And we're just seeing more and more of it. But the whole world also is seeing what's going on, as you're talking about, with the decline of the dollar. And people should be very aware of this, because we're very concerned that they're going to call a bank holiday as things get worse. You see, the dollar now is at $1.50 against the euro. You know, they're talking about, Alex, how the Dow at 10,000, how people are, oh, how wonderful it is, Dow 10,000. Well, when the Dow first hit 10,000 10 years ago, you know, the unemployment rate, the official unemployment rate was about 4.2%. Now the official unemployment rate is what, 9.8%. And you saw the numbers came out today again, about 530,000 people on unemployment. And then the barrel of oil back then 10 years ago was selling for under $16 a barrel. What's it selling for now? $80. They're devaluing the dollar. They're going to make us all poorer.
Absolutely. I want to talk about where you see the revolution going, because I remember several years ago you predicted we were going to have the crash. They were going to raise taxes in the midst of it. People would start demonstrating. The government will ignore that, and then it will then build to a head. We're going to talk about a lot of issues with Gerald Celente when we come right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster in the country, has made hundreds of spot-on predictions. More than 2 years ago, charted exactly what was going to happen with the economy, the bank implosions, the consolidation of power, the looting, the unfolding police state, and the building revolution. The establishment knows they've got a revolution on their hands. That's why they're saying they're going to deploy 379,000 Homeland Security troops from the Army and Marine Corps and Air Force in the United States in the next 2 years. They're suddenly popping up everywhere, conditioning the public. They're openly announcing Bank of the World, global carbon taxes. States and cities and counties and the feds are passing all these new taxes. Obama has been breaking every promise. All of this is coming to a head. You predicted the Tea Parties. You called them taxpayer Bush brushfire rebellions were some of the terms you used. You said 2 years ago, when I was reading what you were, when we first started getting you on, that those would be ignored and that by 2012 everything would melt down. Expand now. We're now 2 years later. Your forecast, unfortunately, is about 99% accurate, even better than my 95% accuracy, and I really do chart my accuracy. Let us into your brain, Gerald Celente. What's happening next?
Here's what we're concerned about next. We, as you know, we just published the Autumn Trends Journal, and now we're working on the top trends for 2010. What we're most concerned about, Alex, is what we're calling Terror 2010. We're forecasting that there is a very high probability of a major terror strike against the United States.
Gerald, let me interrupt. You also predicted 9/11, so people better pay attention to what you're saying.
Actually, they could Google my name, Celente, USA Today, December 14th, 2000. And the headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsear says. We said that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad in 2001. And right now what's going on now is that Pakistan has launched a major, major offensive in South Waziristan. A couple of months ago, they were in the Swat Valley. And every time that the Pakistani army, and Pakistan has to be one of the most corrupt nations on earth, and they're being funded, of course, by the United States, the president, Zardari, he was called Mr. 10%. He was the husband of Bhutto, who was assassinated. They call him Mr. 10% because he took 10% of all the action that went on in the government. He's now the president. And what's going on is that the anti-Americanism sweeping through Pakistan, I mentioned the Swat Valley, it was the biggest amount of people displaced since Rwanda just a month ago, with 3 million refugees. And now the same thing is happening once again in South Waziristan. So the anti-Americanism sweeping through the Middle East is at an all-time high, and now it's also, of course, going on in Iran. Again, current events form future trends. We just saw last Sunday that several Iranian, the National Guard, the Republican Guard, were killed in a suicide attempt that Iran is blaming on the United States and Israel. So we're concerned that there's going to be a terror strike against the United States, false flag or real. We're saying something is going to happen very major in this field in 2010. So now we take it again as trend forecasters. What does that mean? Good excuses to close the bank. We're getting emails from all over the world, Alex, and from top people that are seeing very clearly that the United States strategy is to devalue the dollar so that they pay back this massive loan with cheap money. It's like you loaning me $100, and then all of a sudden that $100 only be worth 10 cents, and I pay you back 10 cents. When you loaned it to me, it was worth $100.
And, Gerald, I want to stop you again, and that's key what you just mentioned. On the record, the Bank of England, the Private Federal Reserve, they're both partners, as you know, but for listeners that may not, they are the ones openly killing the dollar, bad-mouthing it, making all the decisions to kill it. It's their G20 meeting and saying we need to phase it out, devalue it, go to SDRs as an above-country currency, bank to bank, and then they'll control all the different currencies of the world so they can engage in more insider trading, more consolidation of wealth criminally with their insider knowledge and control, their regulatory control. The Madoff-type, Kinley-type criminals running the global regulatory system that has now already been built but now being unveiled, they are killing it. Meanwhile, our media tells us the Arabs are killing it when the Russians, the Chinese, the Arabs are saying, we all hold trillions of your dollars. Why are you ripping us off? Why are you devaluing this when you asked us to buy it? And the United States admits, the last White House and the new one admits they're running Jundilla that's blowing up military bases and police stations to get the Iranians to attack back. They admit they're escalating the war in Pakistan and Afghanistan to elicit real resistance, which they're then going to call terrorism, used to launch a wider war and domestically crack down on the population. So for people to see an accurate map and tell me if you agree, don't see the world as nations. We now have these global corporations that control the UN and the central banks, and they are playing nations and groups off against each other to consolidate the power.
Well said. I agree with everything that you said. And that's precisely what's going on. And what the American people have to understand is that as the dollar devalues, and of course this trend has been going on for a long time, as I mentioned when they talk about Dow 10,000, well, when you went back to 1999, since that time, well, you could buy a euro, for example, for 95 cents. Now it's going to cost you $1.50. And back then, you could buy an ounce of gold for $280.
So you're saying the stock market's really down. We're just buying it with devalued dollars, so it looks like it's more.
Exactly. An ounce of gold now, of course, costs what? $1,060.
Yes.
So what the people are doing is they're lowering the standard of living for everyone. The gap between the 1% owning more of assets has never been higher in the 20th century than it is now. So they're pushing everybody down into poverty as the money is going up to the top to the very few. And about the jobless recovery that we talk about, 72% of our GDP is consumer-based. Again, we saw the numbers coming out today. The unemployment rate continues to rise, the amount of new people looking for unemployment. A jobless recovery is like being almost pregnant. You can't. It doesn't happen. There's no such thing. And when you go back to the Last Depression, you read the history of it, they were doing the same kind of jive talk back then. They would rush the market up, they sucker the people into it, the market would collapse, and they would talk about the recovery being just around the corner.
And that yo-yo went on for 3 years until they admitted we were really in a big depression. How long will the yo-yoing go in your opinion?
Well, it will continue for probably, we think the real numbers are going to come out in December when this Christmas retail sales are a bust. So when by the second quarter around March, when reality hits February, March, as it did this year when the markets collapsed, they can't hide it anymore. But what happens is what we're concerned about, again, it's either false flag or real. They're going to divert the people's attention, and we're saying Terra 2010. So they keep playing the yo-yo by throwing new games into the mix. So they'll have the people's attention diverted. Look what happened. People forget, Alex, that before 9/11, how unpopular George Bush was. And then they got this guy that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag who's going to tell everybody he's going to hunt down Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. The whole nation followed him after 9/11. The same kind of scenario could happen now.
Stay there, because I want to ask you next. More police, more tickets, more fines, more fees, more taxes. How do they squeeze more blood out of the population?
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement, a personality cultist, who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directive21.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can.
For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, the Republic is fading into history. We've been fully conquered by offshore banks. They, in their own documents, admit they create economic implosions so they can consolidate wealth. They think their police state can protect them from the people so they can carry out this crime. But you have said repeatedly and broken down the fact that history shows it's not going to go that way. Break down in summary, please, sir, how you see this then unfolding in a chain of events. What are the taxpayer revolts going to turn into as the system squeezes and squeezes and squeezes?
Well, we already have state and local governments over $200 billion in the red, and they're going to keep asking people for more and more taxes. Right here in Kingston, New York, word just came out. I don't know how true it is or not. Someone just called me today that they're going to look for a 10% increase in taxes. So we're organizing our own local tax revolts right here. And this is going to go on all over the country. As you know, my saying as a Bronx boy, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And people are now looking at government as the enemy, more so than ever before. So the tax protests we see are going to be the catalyst that drives the nation into the second revolution. We're in it already. The media is denying it, and as you know, they're attributing these protests, et cetera, to right-wing fringe elements and conservative nuts. That's the way, you know, they like to paint it. It has nothing to do with that. These are people that are fed up and they have nothing to lose. So we're going to see it manifest itself again with the tax revolts. Then the winter comes. And around much of the country, people are going to be unable to afford to buy home heating fuel or gas. They're not going to be, you're going to start seeing, particularly among the elderly. Now, we have to understand why are oil prices going up so high? Well, it has less to do with demand and more to do, going back again, to the devaluation of the dollar. Oil, as everyone knows, is petrodollars. And with the dollar losing value, oil prices keep going up. So that's what we're going to see. Now, I want to throw one other thing on here as well. We saw Obama come out and tell the elderly that because of the cost of living index has gone down and remained flat, that they're going to give them $250 each to help them along. Well, $250, as we all know in the real world, is chump change, not worth anything. It's going to cost the government about $13 billion. Aren't they generous with the elderly? $13 billion is what we, the people, gave to the Goldman Sachs gang to cover their losses that they took on bad bets with AIG. What an insult to the American people. And this is where the inflammation is going to start rising. It's going to be off with their heads before they know it. They're so out of touch with what's going on in the street that they think they could chum the people with, let them eat cake, $250 payoff. So that's how we see this thing playing out. We're going to see more and more people turning against the government. And what we're hoping, not hoping, what we're suggesting is that this revolution cannot be hijacked by violence. Because if it does, we lose. And all you have to see is what happened at the G20 meetings when they called martial law in Pittsburgh. I mean, can you imagine closing down an entire city, 1.5 million people for 20 world leaders?
And saying you can't come out on the street and then attacking peaceful people. They're looking for trouble. They're looking to set the precedent. Police dogs biting old women, young girls getting billy clubbed off bikes. They want violence. Gerald, how is the system going to keep the people from removing NAFTA and GATT, ending the open borders, ending all the welfare for illegals? How are they going to be able to continue the war when there's giant soup kitchens and long lines? How are they going to be able to continue this? Well, my answer is a control grid. U.S. News and World Report has announced that the police have kill switches in basically all the new cars through OnStar and other systems where they just turn your car off. They always planned that. I mean, clearly they put this high-tech control grid in knowing they were going to bring in this tyranny later. But still, I think it's wishful thinking. Like you said, desperate people do desperate things. They're not going to be able to control what happens.
It's way beyond their control. People should understand as they look around and they look at who these world leaders are or their own leaders, you know, Nancy Pelosi's, the Barney Franks, the Bonners, the Shelbys, the Dodds, the Obamas, the Geithners, the Summers. Remember all those people you couldn't stand in high school that wanted to be the class president or the head of the student council in college or the people that worked on the newspapers? The people that you really, you know, that they always thought that they were better than you? Well, guess what, folks? All those people you couldn't stand in high school, those are the people that are telling you what to do right now. And just as you looked at them back in high school and you saw that they were a bunch of brown nosers and suck-ups and they really didn't know much about anything other than having an attitude, well, that's who they are. They still don't know much about anything. They pretend to, and they have this phalanx of guards around them and all of the pomp and circumstances that pumps them up. And, of course, you know, they're living these privileged lives, so they actually do think they're better than the rest of us. They're not going to be able to hold it together. We're going to see also one of our forecasts is that we're going to see great secessionist movements really take hold, and we could actually see the breakup of the Republic just like we saw the breakup of the former Soviet Union.
We're going to talk about that more after we take calls, but when I read about the psychology of Henry Kissinger and all these different globalists, they themselves admit they love the guards. They love the pomp. They love the awards. And I'm not saying I'm some perfect person, but I can't stand pomp. I can't stand just fake praise. But I guess for people like the Queen of England, they love uniforms. They love big golden crowns. They love And they're smart at certain levels, but at another level, they're dumb. They do just paper over it with a police state and their lies. But like you have been saying, this isn't going to hold water.
No, it's not. You know, and again, you know, when you hear these politicians like Al Gore or Hillary Clinton or Bush, or I'm going to fight for you. These people couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Anybody that calls them their leaders needs to have their heads examined. These people couldn't lead me across the street and they want to lead a country. Again, it's all show. It's the Obama show. We've never had a show like this one before. He's on daytime TV, late night TV. He's at town hall meetings. He's on factory floors. He's all over the place. It's a show. There's nothing behind it. It's the Wizard of Oz.
And people are finding out that it's all hollow, and that's why his approval rating's dropping like a rock. I talked to Jesse Ventura last week. It's a video we've got up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and he made the point that last year at the Republican National Convention, it was an armed camp, locked down much of the city. They were acting like the public were all terrorists. Then at Ron Paul's event, couple cops, super light security, everybody had a great time. I mean, Saddam Hussein would walk around in a group of 10,000 people with AK-47s, but in America, the foreign bankers come into town, they lock the whole city down because they're the criminals.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're going back to Gerald Celente in just one moment. I want to commend all the listeners for hitting the ground running with Follow the Republic at PrisonPlanet.tv. You support the explosion in the alternative media. There's no doubt that we are at the tip of the spear with Gerald Celente and many others in shattering the left-right paradigm, because the establishment loves to divide and conquer us and play parties off against each other when the Republicans and Democrats are equally part of the same Wall Street gang robbing us. And we'll talk to Gerald Celente about that. This film that has Jesse Ventura, Gerald Celente, Webster Tarpley, Alan Watt, John Perkins, Professor Black, Dr. Bob Bowman, myself, Professor Boyle, the list goes on and on and on. And we went to the tent cities. We in Northern California. We traveled so much to put this together. It breaks down who the bankers are, what their battle plan is from their own documents and statements, what they're planning to do in the future, how they've committed crimes, and how we either bring them to justice because they're criminals, or we allow them to take their Ponzi scheme to the next level, worldwide tyranny, and then to the next scam, the next, the carbon tax, the control, the police state, the citizen spies. It is Fall of the Republic. I suggest you get it on DVD, the super high quality, highest quality, two hours and 24 minutes, 30-plus minutes of extras, right at 30 minutes of extras. If you're going to spend the time watching it, making copies, giving it out to people, the best way is to order the DVDs at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Looking ahead, you mentioned Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, record, not just big profits, record profits off the bailout money. Obama's reform of credit cards was to let them go from 15% to 30% above loan sharking rates. And I keep talking about the breaking point, Gerald. As the system squeezes and squeezes and squeezes, and they have announced in Austin they're going to, and the Travis County is going to raise taxes on property, taxes on septic tanks, taxes on everything, taxes on water, taxes on trash. Doesn't the government understand that there just isn't more for them to steal? I mean, don't they understand?
No, they don't understand because of the lifestyles that they live. Look, Alex, the worst job I ever had in my life was when I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I may have mentioned this on the air. I'd be hanging around the back of the chamber with my pal, and a senator would walk in, and my buddy would leave me to go follow the senator like a little puppy dog to go pull out the chair to help him sit down. These people live like royalty. Look at they fly around the world in their own planes that we, the taxpayer, pay for. They're totally disconnected.
Yeah, now that's they're giving the entire...
I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm interrupting. Now they're giving the entire House leadership and Senate leadership their own super luxury jets, their own security. They're just absolutely out of control.
Exactly. They're totally disconnected, just like they were when in France, when it was off with their heads. They don't understand what's going on with the average everyday working person who has a lousy job, crummy pay, lost benefits, and don't even know if they're going to get a job. Oh, and here's one. How about getting out of college and being, what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt? Look, we know Ivy League graduates at a law school that can't find jobs. You think they're going to be angry? The revolution has begun. As you pointed out, they're squeezing the little people. Boy, you go through a red light, but they got it on camera. They got you. Everything, even the septic tanks, taxes, on and on and on. Toilet taxes, we're going to continue to see it. The revolution is happening. And so now what we're also saying is that we're forecasting a third party by 2012. And we're calling it, for lack of another name, progressive libertarian. Progressive in the things that you talk about with organic foods, with a higher quality of life, without buying junk. Libertarian in the truest sense. You know, look, this is classic empire decline. Could you imagine being involved in foreign entanglements costing us, what is it costing us, $8 billion a month just to be in Iraq? And at a time when the treasury is being depleted. So that's the new party that we're seeing forming. And possibly someone like a Jesse Ventura or others could be leading this movement.
Now, Gerald, in the time we have with you, I want to take some calls. I want to expand on this. There's dangers, though. The establishment, generally when the banks loot a country, they fund a communist or a fascist movement. A fascist movement to consolidate control, or a communist movement. And we're in a fascist paradigm right now, but I see through Obama or a future president that the establishment is attempting to sell socialism or communism, but really that's just a way to consolidate the people's wealth and give it to offshore banks. But selling to the little guy that, oh, yes, like Michael Moore's new film, capitalism did this. And so the answer is rob the rich, put caps on what people can be paid. But that won't be put on the big banks and the offshore corporations. That's going to be put on local businesses and local companies. And so kind of the howling mob of people that don't trust the government, but they can be misdirected by the social engineers to then further rob the hereditary enemy of the elite, what's left of the middle class. And so how do we navigate that? Because we know the social engineers have got a lot of tricks up their sleeves.
Well, it's going to be a difficult one, and you really nailed it. They're taxing the American business people out of business. They're giving the big tax breaks to the big guys. And Michael Moore is wrong about capitalism. It's not that capitalism isn't dead. Capitalism didn't cause this problem. It was caused by the criminal gangs, the Wall Street mob. You've heard me say this. If the names on Wall Street were named Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Buitoni, Rossini, Bellini, they call it the mafia. But you're not allowed to call these white shoe boys crooks and criminals. Oh, no. They don't do loan sharking. That's just the cost of doing business to charge 30% on a credit card. Oh, no. They don't do Ponzi schemes or pyramid scams. They do credit default swaps, auction rate securities. No, and they're blaming it on capitalism, just like you said, to turn it into fascism. There's nothing wrong with capitalism. This is greed and corruption. This is the Robert Rubens. This is the Henry Paulsons. This is the Larry Summers, the genius. Larry the genius Summers. These are the people that have created it. Timothy Geithner. There's nothing wrong with capitalism, so they're going to blame it on capitalism, and just like you pointed out, they're going to use it to turn it around to gain more control.
And what's amazing about this is we know that it's Madoff who founded the NASDAQ. We know it's Ken Lay that came up with the global carbon trading scam. Schwarzenegger's announcing he's going to ban TVs above 40 inches, tax all the rest. Taxes on firearms, taxes on farms, taxes on ranches, taxes on beef, taxes on plastic. A wet blanket on an already staggering economy that is burning out, that is becoming extinguished. They want to destroy the economy so that they can consolidate it. And we witness these criminals just expanding their scams and never stopping and only getting more greedy with no end in sight.
No end in sight. And here's another trend that we're working on. So two trends. The first one was for 2010 is Terror 2010. The next one is Buy America. As they devalue the dollar and the currencies around the world are worth more, they're going to come in here and buy this country up for dimes on the dollar. So all you people out there, you know who the man you're going to be working for? Well, the man's going to be from China. You're going to be from countries with money. And that's what's going on in this country. We're going to be enslaved.
Stay there, Gerald. Let's come back and talk more about that. Gerald Salente is our guest. And his website is trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and Infowars.net. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering or own a Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go to Michael, Nikki, Luke, Captain Truth, and others for trends forecaster Gerald Celente, but I wanted to finish up talking about Obama. It's just like when you grow up loving a football team, you identify with it like a political party. You don't want to admit when it's doing things wrong or lying to you. And so many Americans, this is changing, and that's our salvation politically, that the Republicans, the leadership, will lie to you. They work for the same special interests. The Democrats work for the same offshore criminal special interests. But you talk to Obama supporters, and it's just like Bush supporters. And we would say, he's spying on you. He's setting up Homeland Security for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. They're setting up Brigade Homeland through Northcom to use the military against us. He lied about WMDs. He's torturing people. He's tripled the size of government. He's going along with all the Clinton advisors from before him with this seamless scam. The politicians change, but the Wall Street cronies stay in place, and they wouldn't listen. Now, as soon as Bush left office, they suddenly woke up to all these issues and got upset because now they saw Obama carrying out the issues. Suddenly, Democrats that could see what Bush was doing that was wrong were blind to Obama, and they'll get this sickening smile and say, you're just jealous of him, you're just a Republican, you're just a racist, you just don't like him, you got to give him time, when he's lied, as we mentioned earlier, about everything. A new standard in lying, worse than Clinton, worse than Bush, worse than Tricky Dick Nixon. Now they're having to give Senate speeches on the floor about his enemies list. I'm listed in the news as in the top 25 White House enemies for Obama deception. They're really going to hate Fall of the Republic that's now launched, that's now dropped. And it's this delusional syndrome where either people are waking up more than ever. We see a quickening there, huge numbers waking up. But still, those that are staying asleep are getting even stupider. They love being abused. They love being lied to. They love being scammed. They think it's cute. They think it's funny. They have invested in Obama. They have invested in the government. It's a matrix of lies. The lies are so big that the general public just doesn't even know what to do. It's like the media, Gerald, saying there's no mercury in the shot. As I mentioned, when I have the insert for the H1N1 shot right here, and FDA.gov saying can give you Guillain-Barre's and can sterilize you and give you cancer. I mean, it's just, what's going to happen to the system as people finally wake up to the fact that they've been completely screwed?
Well, again, we're seeing, this is, again, as we've mentioned many times and have been writing about it since 2002, and that this is much more than an economic crisis. This is the decline of Empire America. We've lost our morality. And, you know, morals don't change. Values do. And people have lost their own self-respect. When they talk about health care reform, what are you going to reform? Look at this nation as a junk food eating nation. They poison their bodies with junk food, and they poison their minds with junk information. How could any intelligent adult turn on the TV and listen to, you know, the nightly news or any of this other stuff when you have these bad actors, these grade B actors reading scripts and that talk about Michael Jackson for a month and a half? So the people, again, America's the first, second, and third world nation wrapped into one. We're looking at a good 20% of the people right now that are neither right or left. They're all independent thinkers that are going to be at the forefront of this revolution. So, again, we see this breaking down, and we also see the nation breaking down. And we can see it breaking down into smaller parts.
Well, Gerald, before the mainstream media, with other inoculation campaigns they push, they would just beat around the bush, never say there wasn't mercury in it. They would just leave that out and say it's safe. Now the New York Times and government program for public schools lies and gives parents and school children a handout saying there is no mercury, there is no adjuvants, it cannot, there are no side effects. When every of the five versions of the vaccine, I'm holding one, anyone can get this at Walgreens, saying it can give you neurological disorders, saying it can sterilize you, saying it has mercury. I mean, I'm reading from FDA.gov, influenza H1N1 2009 vaccine information sheet, Diagnostics Limited, put out by Norvitus, the main vaccine maker.
Alex. And it says, look, the New York Times is the paper that took the nation to war against Iraq with the stories of, remember the aluminum tubes and the yellow cake? I mean, you know, this is the New York Times that promoted the war. This is the New York Times that, when the markets were unfolding in August of 2007, quoted all these experts that said, oh, it's just a hiccup. Here, in front of me, the New York Times, last Saturday, October 17th, this guy goes on to say, well, there are plenty of experts who will tell you the worst is over, and I hope they're right. But as Mr. Roth, about this book, discovered in the 1930s, the experts can't predict the future any better than the rest of us. Yes, we can predict the future better than they can. It's the arrogance of the New York Times.
With the time we have left, Gerald, finish up with other trends, other predictions from because current events form future trends. In the last 3 minutes, tell us what else we should be on the lookout for. By the way, Gerald Celente is in Fall of the Republic. Go ahead.
What people should be aware of now is that anything can happen, and this is a time for survival strategies. So prepare for the worst. You always could move back from that. And we're very concerned about the probabilities of bank holidays, dollar devaluation. And those are our major concerns right now. With the holidays coming up again, you know, rein in spending. Don't spend an extra penny that you don't have to. And again, don't support anything corporate that you don't have to. The major trends we're looking at coming along the line is this trend we call selective technology, learning how to do things simply. A great story, what's going on in India right now, and this is how you can start making money. They're using technology to help the poorest people. So they have cell phones, for example, that only cost $20, refrigerators that cost $70, little stoves that cost $43, high technology. I'm saying this because people looking for opportunities start looking for these kind of things to start selling in the States, because the standard of living is going to continue to decline. Necessity is the mother of invention. So we're going to see a lot of inventing opportunities to start providing new products and services to a declining economy. These are the ways to look. Also, in the old areas of old cities, you're going to start seeing them rebirth. So people that are looking for investment opportunities in real estate, as we are up here in Kingston, New York, you start looking for those beautiful old cities that haven't been destroyed through urban renewal, because young people are going to be looking for places to live. They're going to start moving back into these areas. So those are areas to consider.
By the way, that's already starting. We're already seeing a flood of people getting out of the cities into the country.
Right, and especially these great old small towns. So those are the areas to look at, a rebuilding of community. And that old saying, use it up, wear it out, make it do, do without. Start buying quality products, everything American, grow your own food, become more self-sustaining. The products that you have on Prison Planet and the other places around, those are the things to start looking into. Heal yourself, health care. For this nation to get into shape and for people to survive what's coming ahead, you need to be healthy spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
And in closing, in the minute and a half we have left, I hope people will visit trendsresearch.com and check out all your other great work, and also check you out and follow The Republic that just was released yesterday. In closing, when will the tyranny peak? When do you think we're going to come out of it? 2012, 2013?
We don't see us coming out of this for a long time economically. This is a long decline. The only reason we got out of the last ones, Alex, go back to the dot-com bust of 2000. $5 trillion is wiped out of the market. The way they got it out was they lowered interest rates to 46-year lows. Now they've done it again. They created the credit crisis and the real estate bubble. Now they've created the bailout bubble. What we're concerned about is that after the bailout bubble blows up, then they take you to war. So we're telling people to be on the alert. Don't buy into the lies and fight the tyranny ahead that's coming ahead by being knowledgeable. So they're going to start also more and more pitting us against other people. Like they've taught us how to hate the Iranians, how to hate Muslims. Beware of this kind of fear tactic. You know, the big lie works better than the little lie. So the big lie, watch out for that one. Hitler used the big lie. They're going to use the big lie once again.
All right. Gerald Celente, great job. Let me say bye to you during the break. We'll come back, take calls, blitz through some news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.